Welcome to Just Think, the podcast.
The podcast where we don't want to tell you what to think.
We just want to encourage you to do it.
We are three friends that came from across the political spectrum who were tired of partisan politics and were alarmed at what we saw happening in our country, including the growing political divide.
But we found as we challenged ourselves to recognize our own biases, to put them aside, we were absolutely united in our pursuit for the truth.
And that's why we started this podcast, to share the conversations we were having around that pursuit and to invite you into our conversation.
To encourage you to feel free to ask questions, search for the answers yourself, to say what you think.
That's right, because as we like to say, diversity of thought, ideas, and beliefs are welcome here. Asshats are not.
All are welcome as long as you just think.
Welcome to Just Think, the podcast. This is Holly.
And Amy.
And Kristen.
And today it's just the three of us. We're here to talk about something that we just completed, a challenge we just completed, that we want to encourage all of our listeners to consider doing. If not doing, there's a softer version of it. And even if not that, I think what we want to encourage every single listener to do and to know is to know more is in control, in your own control, your health, your wellness, your lifestyle, more is in your control than you probably realize. And what we want to challenge you to do is to not be a victim of the thinking of, I can't, I'm too old, I'm too fat, I'm too this, I'm too that, but to recognize that there are so many things that we can do to improve our health, our well-being, our wellness, our mental health, and they don't require a visit to the doctor. They don't require a single pill. It requires you to use and treat your body in the manner in which it was created to be used and treated. And the three of us have been on a health and wellness journey for most of our lives. Let's just be honest. I think all three of us have had a natural curiosity about it. We've pursued that. We've been active people. We've been reasonably healthy eaters and consumers. But what I think we have realized even more in the last few years is, and maybe it's our ages because we're all in our 40s, we recognize that what we do affects how we feel. How we fuel affects how we feel and how we live, and then how we move affects it. And so with that all being said, we just finished the 75 hard. And the three of us committed to doing it starting January 1st, just coming out of that holiday season. We all needed it. And we all said, we're all in. Now, let me just say, when I first heard my friend Buck, I saw his post, maybe it's a year or two ago on social media. I was like, what is this thing you're doing? And he said, two workouts a day, 45 minutes each. I'm going to let Amy explain the whole thing here in a second. But when I saw it, I was like, well, are you crazy? And this is coming from a person who is active and eats right. Right. So I looked at it and thought, this is nuts. But let me just tell you, one of the best things I've ever done. One of the best things I've ever done. And what it taught me is incredible. And that's what we want to share with you today. We want to encourage you. We don't want you to listen to this and think there's any part of you that's not capable of doing any of experiencing any of the great things we're experiencing personally. We want you to feel included and welcome to do this too, because we've seen what it does for us. So Amy, do you want to give them the lowdown on what 75 hard is?
Sure. I think that it's funny. I think the normal response that everyone gives, including myself and probably including Kristen, I'm speaking for her, is that's crazy. I couldn't do that because there's no way because, you know, and I think that we're living proof that if you just lay the excuses down and just commit that you actually can do it. You know, a lot of people are like, two workouts, there's no way because of my schedule. You know, it's like, that's the immediate, boop, you know, but it can be done anyway. 75 hard, the rules, drink a gallon of water a day. It's supposed to be plain water. So it can't be things like adding your little sugary, you know, juices into it or anything. A gallon of plain water a day, read 10 pages in a nonfiction book every day. So some kind of personal or professional development book, two workouts a day. Like Holly said, the kicker is one of them has to be outdoors. Rain, shine, sleet, snow, doesn't matter. Both of them have to be 45 minutes. That means 45 minutes consecutively, not like 20 minutes here, 20 more minutes there. And they're supposed to be we learned this after we started the challenge because it wasn't really part of the rules, but supposedly they're supposed to be at least 3 hours apart. So you can't like, oh, go for a walk for 45 minutes, do your workout for 45 minutes and get it all done in the same little group of time. And the purpose, I think, is to make it hard. It is supposed to be hard, and it's supposed to help you challenge you to really just time management. You have to take a before and after, or not before and after. You have to take a picture, a progress picture of yourself every single day. This one was really annoying for me personally. I will say that was not my favorite, but you know, a lot of people, I think that the goal of it is to be able to, over the 75 days, you can track your progress and see how you have changed. So you can wear the same outfit, stay in the same lighting, you know, that's really the really good way to do it. Same time of day. Let's see what else.
Or don't forget, you can just take a picture in your pajamas at 11:30 at night.
Yes, that has definitely happened. That definitely.
I literally have just pulled my shirt up and just taken a picture. Like, this will have to count. But it didn't have a requirement. They just said to take a picture.
Right. And
you do have to choose a nutritional program of your choice. Mm-hmm. And you just can't have a cheat meal. So there's no cheating. There's no, once you've agreed to it, there's no deviating from that for 75 days.
Right. Well, and I like that he doesn't specify what kind of like diet you have to do. You just have to pick something that will be, you know, maybe a challenge for you or something that'll hold you accountable. And then of course, no alcohol with that either. So,
So we went all in together. It was great. I will say, if you have someone to do it with you, Kristen and Amy and I, we had each other but I will say I've gotten a lot of responses from some of you and other friends saying you girls have inspired me. And some people, there is a 75 soft, which is like one workout a day, and it's a little easier. And some people chose to do that, but it really, I must say it's really sweet to hear from those of you who have said we've inspired you to do something, because even if we inspire you to just do a little, it's more than you've been doing to take care of yourself. And this really is about self-discipline and self-care. If it's pushed you in that direction, then I feel like goal accomplished, right? Because we have lived out what it feels like to have self-care and self-discipline implemented into every part of your day. And I will say the hardest part of this challenge is really mental. More than it's physical. Mm-hmm. It is the mental. I've got to do all these things. I've got to schedule my day around it.
Yep.
And many times we walked in the rain, the wind, the cold, you name it. We, you know, or ran in it or whatever we did on our outdoor workout, you know, that it takes a lot of mental toughness. But here's the good news. You can do it too. Like you can be mentally tough too. It's literally a choice. And I think if you're a person who you make excuses for yourself and you continually find yourself saying, I can't, you are standing between you and what you really want for your life. The problem is not your life. The problem is you. And I say that with all the love in my heart. It's the same conversation I have to say to myself, right? It's like, well, if these jeans feel a little tight, Holly, that was choices you made. Our listeners know that the three of us are passionate about exposing the broken systems within our society, revealing how the quest for money and power has corrupted so many of them so that they no longer serve us.
That's right. We talk a lot about our broken medical system, and that includes our broken medical insurance system. We believe that it is time we dismantle the broken systems and work together to rebuild new ones that actually serve us.
And that's why we are excited to share an answer we found as an alternative to your traditional insurance plan that charges you exorbitant monthly payments and deductibles, then asks you to pay even more when you get sick, that controls your medical decisions, including what your physician is allowed to do and prescribe, and that rakes in billions as corporations at our expense.
That's why we love CrowdHealth. We interviewed CEO Andy Schoonover in episode 106, which we encourage you all to check out to learn more. But Andy founded CrowdHealth after experiencing firsthand just how inept and outrageous insurance companies have become.
CrowdHealth is not an insurance company, but a platform and a community that empowers you with a crowdfunding tool and a wealth of resources to efficiently manage your healthcare costs. And it's an excellent alternative to health insurance, allowing us to escape the healthcare matrix and put us and our healthcare providers back in charge.
Ever since my family and I made the switch to CrowdHealth, not only are we proud to be part of a company with integrity, but we love that we are free from the broken insurance system. we will never be part of that system again. We've had nothing but an A-plus experience. From before we even enrolled, we connected with an advocate who answered our questions. Then upon enrollment, we were immediately assigned a personal advocate who is literally a text away anytime I need her. If you follow them on Instagram and Twitter, you will see not only how much they truly care about each of the members, but also how much money they save us. This is why we encourage all of you to go to joincrowdhealth.org to learn more and to use code JUSTTHINK to get your first 3 months of membership for just $99 a month. Again, it's joincrowdhealth.org with discount code JUSTTHINK. You can also reference our Just Think the podcast Substack for more information.
Yeah. You know, let's just be
this
real.
Is the perfect challenge for somebody who feels like they can't or feels stuck or feels like you're in a rut. You're, you know, just not where you want to be. I mean, this is the perfect, I feel like it's the perfect way to snap you out of it real quick.
Because there's the discipline. And by the way, if you miss any part of the challenge, you have to start over. Okay. So I had people message me, they've done this like 4 times and that they'd had to start over multiple times. I was like, wow. So you're scared every night you go to bed. You're like, did I do it all? Did I do it all? Like you just start.
Like popped up out of bed at 11:30 because I forgot to take that damn picture.
Yes.
Oh, Holly, you didn't have the app.
I can't believe
that. There's an app. I cannot believe Holly did not do this with the app, which is insane, but whatever. I mean, so the app, it's every day. It's the checklist of all the things that I said. So you check it off, you upload your picture, all the things. And so there were a couple of days, y'all, that I did all the things, but I didn't, upload I forgot it. To like upload or click the buttons.
Yeah.
When you wake up the next morning and you click on your app, it's a picture of Andy for someone
like this.
No.
And it says, oops, looks like you didn't do what you were supposed to do. And I mean, my heart is like, like, did I do it? I felt like I'm in like the TSA line. Like, you know, you're all nervous. And I'm like, did I do it? But I did do it. And then it says, did you fail? Yes or no? And I said, no. And then it says again, are you sure? Don't cheat yourself.
Oh.
If you failed, start over. And it's like his eyes, he's just like peering into your soul. Like, and so a couple of times I had to have that.
Yeah. Well, my favorite one of my favorite Peloton instructors is Robin Arzon because she kicks my butt and things. And I love that about her. And she says, you know, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. Mm-hmm. And I think about this in life and in business, the magic you're looking for is in the work you're avoiding. And what I loved about this challenge is I used to could go work out and I could say, okay, well, you know, I hit the gym for 30 minutes. All right, we're good. But I got to tell you guys something, that this is probably one of the biggest revelations I had. The reason why now these Apple Watches are telling you what your steps are is because we're taking fewer steps than we've ever taken in the history of humanity. We're not moving anymore. And I just want you to, like, my boys, I have to say, they have made me feel so good about this challenge. They're like, Mom, we're so proud of you for finishing that. Like, they watched me get out there. They watched me not have dessert. They watched me, you know, be disciplined in every aspect of my life. And they have made me feel so good at saying they admire that I finished it and that I did it. But I got to tell you, I have seen changes in my body, and it wasn't right away because we've all been pretty active and pretty fit. So it wasn't right away. I've saw it more at the end where the muscle in my body was really developing. In addition to my flexibility was better. I was becoming a more well-rounded athlete. Why? Because I was having to change up my workouts to not get hurt. I was having to incorporate stretching, whereas I'm a horrible stretcher. But I knew, like, okay, I'm in the gym for 30 minutes. I better do a stretching workout right now because I need to do 45 minutes and I also can feel that I need it. Well, it was amazing what that was doing for me. I was doing yoga and Pilates, things I tend to avoid because I like to, like, do more faster paced efforts, and it made me slow down. I feel like I'm the best athlete that I have been in years, and I feel like I did in my 20s. I have no aches, no pains. I take no medications. Thank you, God. But I also want to say for women who think I'm perimenopausal or I'm postmenopausal, whatever pausal you are, wherever you are in that whole thing, because I know a lot of our listeners are, we buy into the lie that our best days are over, that our bodies cannot be what we want them to be. They can't look, you know, they can't look good. They can't look healthy or fit. That's such a lie. Let me tell you what I think it is. I'm not saying that things don't slow down. It's a little harder probably to lose weight than it used to be, and it's a little easier to gain it. But let me say this. We don't move like we used to. Mm-mm. When we're rearing those babies, we're carrying babies around a house. We are constantly going, chasing toddlers, chasing children, moving them to and fro. We don't realize, moms, how much we move in our 20s and 30s and how much we don't in our 40s and 50s. And the movement, the just getting out to walk. Yes. Because you can't go do two runs a day. And like, you're going to, I mean, you can. I would argue that's probably not good for your legs, your joints, everything. You have to change it up so you don't get hurt. Because if you get hurt, you got to start over.
Mm-hmm. We also don't get outside enough. We're getting outside more. Nobody gets outside enough. And even though we are, it's just, I truly do love that it made me get outside for a full 45 minutes.
And there were days that we did not want to go out there.
And there were days.
And I was like, oh my God, like, you know, you think about 75 days, you know, it's like day 40, day 54, day 62. I mean, and you're like, oh, it's cold. I just want to be in my pajamas. I'm like freezing, you know,
right. Yeah.
But you always feel better once it's done. That's always the case. Always. Anytime you work out or move your body, always.
And well, you know, I will say, I keep saying this was not nearly as hard as I really thought it was. There were things that I thought was going to be a lot harder, but I also have to say, we live in North Carolina, and even the hard weather that we have, I cannot imagine if we were in Canada,
Minnesota.
If we were in Minnesota, if we were like in snow, like traipsing out 45 minutes in the snow every day. Like, so I have to say we did. And also we did it in the hibernation season where we're not really going out and doing things, or Amy and I aren't. Holly does a lot, but we, you know, and honestly, I do think that it is easier to do it at January 1st, because that's when you're in that mindset of you've just eaten all the crap. It's the holidays. You're ready for a change, and it is better. But this blows any resolution out of the water, because you're not just making a resolution, you are committing and deciding. And it is just, it really is just one of those things. Like, once you do it, you're like, you are 100% committed. And one thing I wanted to say, like, I'd love to ask y'all, you know, what was your hardest thing, or what are you gonna, you know, I do feel like all of us, we've either broken habits or created habits that are not done with 75 days. We're on like day 80 now, and still going with a lot of these habits. Now, I will tell you one thing, I am not measuring my water. I'm drinking a lot of water, but I ain't measuring those ounces. I'm not sitting here doing my rubber bands and being like, was it four or was it three?
It's so hard to remember.
But I will say, I'm actually getting up early now. Yeah. Wanting to get up early, like wanting to, can't wait to, even on the weekends. And I'm starting with yoga, and I didn't used to do yoga right away because like my body is like so tight when you get out and you're tired and everything. But honestly, I can't wait to do it. The minute, even 5 minutes in, my body feels so much better, much better. And I feel better every single day that I've started out doing that. So I have loved that. I'm continuing to read. And truly, like, I know I've said this before, and this probably sounds terrible because it sounds like I'm a lush, but I'm not. I thought that no alcohol was going to be the hardest thing. It's not like I'm getting drunk every night, but we do like having wine. I do like making cocktails. Like, and I honestly thought, I was like, I haven't gone 75 days without drinking straight since I was pregnant, you know? But it was not hard, and I actually did not miss it. Amy and I did have a celebratory Paloma on day 76, but I haven't had a drink since then. Like, it is nice and refreshing to know that I don't need it. Yeah. It's nice every once in a while, like if Mitch has a drink and I want to have a sip or whatever, I can, but I don't need it, and that's great. And that's so much better for me anyway.
Yeah, So I've still not had a drink or sugar. Which was something that I was like kind of big on, making sure I did not have any. I was just not, even after 75 days, it's like you said, Kristen, I felt so good that I was like, I don't want to have any of this still in my body. I feel so good. I don't want it. Mm-hmm. And the thing that I have not continued is reading. I have not continued that, but and I'm not measuring the water precisely, but I'm still drinking a lot of it. But one thing I will not miss is waking up in the middle of the night to pee every single night. Like, I'm like, I could not get it out of my body fast enough. And it was like, my sweet little kidneys were like, what are you doing? You know?
I remember you, like, the first few days, you were like, y'all.
I'm drowning.
did you feel like it evened out a little bit for you?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You definitely, your body does.
There might be, like, a temporary, like, you feel like you're peeing all day long and all night long, but that does kind of, your body like evens that out a little bit.
Yeah. And what's funny now is I really crave it. So whereas I never liked drinking water like all the time. Like, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, after a while, you just get tired of drinking water, even though you're doing it because you feel like you have to. I actually found that if I didn't drink water for a couple hours, I was like, oh, I need some water. So my body had certainly gotten used to having it. And I would just also say, you know, I'm not going to continue probably the reading all the time, but I learned a lot. In fact, I started off reading the Bible because that's what I had with me when I started the challenge. I was at the beach, so that was good. It was good for me to get back into that. And then, but I also read Cheryl Atkinson's book, and I've told the girls, I think I quote something from that book like every few days, Slanted. It's on the corruption and the lies of the U.S. and the American
media. I want to read that.
Yes. Y'all, so good. And she
really read 10 pages of the Bible every day. That is a lot of words.
I did. It's a whole lot. It's a whole lot. But it's what I had that I thought counted. You know, so I was like, okay, just read the Bible. I'm going to make sure my little puppy's not going to. Billy, come here, baby.
What about you, baby?
What am I not doing anymore?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not necessarily
love, and what did you like? What was your favorite, maybe, and what?
What you're not continuing?
Yeah.
Well, y'all know I hate the progress pictures. Already said that. No. Glad that I don't have to take a picture of myself every single day. And I am not measuring my water. I still drink a ton of water. And I'm not reading my 10 pages every single day. There might be a day that I go without reading. I'm still reading, but I'm glad that I don't have to like count my pages.
Yes.
Right. Like, if I want to read a chapter or a couple pages, if that's all I have time for, or if I want to read 20 pages, like, it doesn't matter. I can just do kind of whatever I want. And then the workouts, I'm doing my one workout every day still, and enjoying that. And I do need to continue with my walking, my outdoor walking. I haven't done it every single day since we stopped, just because I don't have to, you know, I can see how easily, you know, it's like when you don't have to, you find other things get in the way, you know,
that's
like,
it.
Oh, I gotta do this, I gotta do that. And you're like, well, I'll do it tomorrow. So it's like, it's so clear how deciding to do it makes such a huge difference versus just, well, you can if you want, but you don't have to.
Oh, the accountability. The accountability to it is
I can already see how that works, you know. Yeah. It's crazy. Oh,
you guys remember, and especially Amy and I traveled some during the, which makes it way harder. And I was out in I was in Park City, Utah, and then I was in Savannah, and I was, you know, there for work. For the Savannah trip was a work trip, and so I was on their schedule, and then trying to figure out when I'm going to get outside, when I'm going to get my work, and waking up early, trying to go to bed early so you can wake up early. But all that stuff is just so good for you,
right?
And you start to realize, oh my gosh, when I'm held accountable to doing these things, I'm seeing the fruit of it. And I feel like in this age of Ozempic and all these weight loss drugs, which y'all, we're going to do an episode on this, but until we do, because Oprah's come out with her big, we're going to go watch it. So I'm not going to comment on it until we finish watching it. But this whole idea that you're not responsible for your own health. I'm sorry. I will not get behind that. Mm-mm. I will not get behind that. I will not get behind that. This is a movement that's been growing for a long time. You can't help it. You're not. Listen, not everybody's going to be the same size. It's like, Kristen, we've talked about this. Like we're all built different. Mm-hmm. We're not, you know, like I'm never going to be a string bean. That is not how I'm made. Right. But like, you can do the most with what you've got, and it requires it requires discipline. It just does, and there's no shortcuts to it. There are just no shortcuts to it. And I'm, as you can tell, I'm passionate about it because I know we've lived it. We've lived that. If you can just be a little more disciplined with how you're treating yourself and treating your body and how you're using it and how you're feeling it, you can live the difference. Mm-hmm. And we just don't want people to keep making excuses. And there's no judgment. God knows there's no judgment. I mean, Kristen was really vulnerable when she said, look, I'm not an alcoholic. I don't get drunk all the time or anything, but I like to have alcohol. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. And for some of us, we like to have sugar. I mean, some of us like potato chips. Like, that's probably my vice. Like, love a potato. Like, you know, like, there's just things that are weaknesses for all of us. And well, it's so okay.
What would y'all say, like, okay, you know, most of the time when, like I said, when we tell people about this, they're like, two workouts, that's insane. There's no way I could do that. For the person who works a 9-to-5 job, okay, yeah. they're out of the home Monday through Friday. They have kids that they have to pick up from daycare. Like, what would you say to that person? Like, how would you encourage them? Because I'm sure there are a lot of y'all listening, like, you lost me at the two workouts. I don't have time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, I mean, one thing I had to do is I got up and I started doing, there are multiple online things you can do. And I will say, I don't like going outside when it's pitch black around, but sometimes it was nice to get my outdoor workout in because then I know, because I can always, if I had to put things off, if some kind of craziness happened, because you know, life, you never know what's going to happen during your day. I can always do a workout inside later. You know, I can always make myself work out. However, it was the outside workout I was always stressing to make sure I got that in. Because, and also, it was pouring down rain. If you knew, that's one thing that we were lucky about too. We all work from home. I could go out in and around the weather. Whereas if you're working, you got to deal with it. And so I do know that that's harder, but I think that there are things you can do. You can work out. I do online yoga. And I find a 45-minute yoga. I got up early and I started doing that. I did that in the morning. And then in the afternoon or evening when you got home, you could either go outside or do an indoor workout. You can find them online. You can have weights if you want. You could do squats. I challenged myself at the end, and I'm still doing that every day. On day 50, I said, you know what? I'm going to add 20 push-ups a day, 100 crunches a day, and 100 squats a day. I'm still doing that.
Yeah.
So that takes up some time right there. So I think that you can do it. You just have to think about it. And there were times that I was like, I really wanted to cuss. I was tired. I didn't feel like doing anything for the evening workout because I couldn't do anything. So I get it. So I think that it definitely is harder when you have a 9-to-5 job. So I'll
shut up. It is. But I do think what we realized is that you negotiate your time, right? Like, so if I didn't watch a lot of TV. There wasn't a lot of Netflix watching when I got to keep a schedule, right? The 45 minutes that you might have spent watching Love is Blind, you know, we were out doing we're getting a workout in. 10:30 at night sometimes, like when we had a day, I was still down in my gym at 10:30. I might be doing a Pilates workout, a little less intensive, a little more conducive to going to bed in the next hour. But like, I still was like, I got to check that box. And I think, honest to goodness, is choose your heart. Choose your heart. Yes, it was hard. But if you want to live a certain way, then you do that hard thing. Because I think what's harder is being sick. Mm-hmm. What's harder is, you know, having to buy a new wardrobe because you've gained 30 pounds. Like that's to me, those are also hard. And and I don't ever want to sound like I'm not sympathetic to people who are really struggling, because I understand that. I do. I'm just saying we're living in this world that is continuing to allow us to make excuses without taking personal responsibility. And what I'm telling you is there's such an incredible reward on the other side of you taking responsibility. Mm-hmm. It is empowering. It makes you feel like, God, I'm a badass. I can do this. Yeah. Like, it doesn't it? Don't you feel like it like builds your inner strength as well?
Yeah. I love that our kids have seen us do this.
Yes.
Like, I feel like your kids see what you're doing. Not only do they see that you're active, but they see that you've committed, you've made the decision, and you stuck with it. I mean, and that's huge. That's huge. You're going to remember this, you know? Yeah. And even Wyatt had started out. I know he fizzled, but he started out in his buddies. Like, how awesome is that, that they actually started doing that? And I know you said Bennett and Anderson, like,
they did the first month of, well, Anderson and Cheyenne had bachelorette weekends that they knew were in February. So they're like, Mom, we'll do it. We'll do it until then, because we know we're not going to keep it. And I appreciate the honesty. Anderson lost 20 pounds. Like,
wow.
Like, just, and this is what I love. That boy is still running his dogs and hitting that gym every day because he said, I feel better. you know, and I always told him if he quit drinking beer, he'd lose the weight anyway, right? But he did it. And let me tell you, Anderson Brewer, you are a grumpy pants. And let me also tell you, he is my happy child. Like, he's my happy kid. He was so grumpy the first 2 weeks. So please don't misunderstand when I tell you, breaking habits is painful at first. It's just, it's painful. But guess what? It is everything that you want the other side of the things you're avoiding. It is just.
The rewards are better than the hard is what I say. The rewards, yeah.
I mean, nothing tastes as good as fit feels. If you have ever not felt great, and then you do these things and you understand how good it feels to feel good, it's that part is addictive. I'm like, I know what it feels like to not feel good. I know what it feels like to feel tired all the time. To feel, and let me tell you something, going to bed physically tired will trump going to bed mentally tired every day of the week. Mental fatigue will keep you up. Physical fatigue will put your ass to sleep. Yep. And that is what that's what I feel like I got out of this too. I exchanged mental fatigue for physical fatigue, and it was amazing. Yep. Except that I got woken up to pee, and that was annoying.
And I think you start looking at everything, everything holistically, like as fueling your body.
Yes.
Like, especially like the food, the water, the movement. And I think that stays with you. I mean, we already kind of felt like that, but really it's just like honing in and knowing that like everything you put in your mouth, you're just fueling your body. You know, yeah. I would suggest making it, if somebody was to start this, part of your diet is to be to just eat at home.
Yeah.
If you eat at home, like 99%, that's you're already going so much above and beyond, like with your health.
That's right.
Just making your meals at home, it makes such a big difference.
Such a difference.
And just like fueling your body.
Especially when they're putting vaccines in your meat. So
that's a whole
lot of inflammatory oils. I saw this thing. It's like, you know, you think you're ordering sauteed vegetables as your side at a restaurant. Yeah. They're drenched in canola oil. You're not going to get. It's better to just make your own food, and it doesn't have to be hard. It can be simple things.
Oh, and Costco, I think, has made it even easier. Right? Where you can get a lot of organic food that you can prepare pretty quickly.
Yep.
I will tell you, we had pizza during the hard 75. You know what I did? I made my own crust. So it was entirely organic, no yeast. It's three simple ingredients, organic crust, organic cheese, organic vegetables, everything. Why? Because I wanted to be in control of what was going in my body. And guess what? I don't have a desire to ever eat another pizza outside of my house again, because it literally was so good, so filling. And I've talked about this a lot, being in Italy and eating all the pizza, never gaining weight. Be like, what is the difference? Like, there's no enriched flour. So our flour in America is rich with something that I don't typically methylate very well. Amy and I got our results back from our little health.
Did you get your results?
Me too.
Yeah. And Kristen too. We got to do an episode. We're gonna dive into that. But you know, when you find out what your body doesn't process and methylate well, mine is any of the folic acid, and they put folate and folic acid in everything, right? And in our wheat and all that, niacin, all that stuff. I don't need all that. So when I switched, like, I'm just telling you, I used to get tired after lunchtime. I'm telling y'all, I rarely ever felt that. Unless I didn't sleep well the night before, I did not feel that. And I think it just goes back, I was so strict about what was going in. Because I had to be, because I agreed to it.
Yeah.
And you're hydrated. I think
I'm very hydrated.
A lot of people are tired because they're dehydrated.
And Kristen, this was the eye-opener for me that I'll share. So because I don't drink black coffee, I want a little something-something in my coffee. Mm-hmm. I just decided I didn't have a creamer I loved, or I didn't have an additive that I loved in the morning. So I went without coffee. Guess what I figured out? Exactly what you said. When I'm hydrated with 40 ounces of water, I'm awake. Mm-hmm. I'm awake. Isn't that crazy? Like, I was like, and you know how when people say they drink their coffee, go to the bathroom, drink 40 ounces of water. You'll go. Like, it helps. So I am going to say, if you're trying to give that up, get on the water. And water also keeps you feeling full. It keeps you from, it really can help with any cravings that you have. And so, yeah, it's just all these habits ended up, we started living out the realities of those results. And we're like, oh, yeah, this makes sense.
Yep.
You know?
Yep.
So I think we should challenge our listeners to do it. And you can start it anytime you want. If you're going to do it, will you please message us? Will you please let us know? We will support you along the way.
And we'll do it again too. Like we'll start it up again at some point. So y'all be on the lookout, and we can like all do it together.
Maybe we'll do it later in the spring or in the fall or whatever. I know summer's going to be harder because of traveling, let's do, I mean, I'm so down to do it again. And I just, like I said, if we learned anything, it's that, you know, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. If you don't like your results, you got to change what you're doing. And some of you may be telling yourselves, but I'm doing all the right things. Okay, but you might need to tweak those too. Because we were too. We were doing the right things, you know, overall doing the right things. But it's just amazing when you're kind of forced to adjust and forced to change, to tweak things, what an impact that has. So we hope you guys will do it with us. But we're going to have a Substack out with all of the links that you'll need to get yourself started. And of course, we need to give credit to the person who created it.
Andy Frisella.
Yeah. Go follow him on Insta, but you can read his book, but absolutely. And listen, I'll be honest. Let me also say this. I believe in rest days. I think rest days, if God rested on the seventh day, we should too. Mm-hmm. I think there's a universal principle of rest. There's no rest days for those 75 days, which does force you to reevaluate how you're moving to where you get some form of rest so you don't overdo. And I thought that's what really brought yoga and Pilates and more stretching into my life, was realizing I had to do that. So anyway, all right, you guys, go check it out. We'll see you next time. Bye, y'all.
Bye.
I don't know how to stop recording, because it's saying it's not. So. God. It's recording on our end. So we'll just hang up, I guess.
All right.
All right. See y'all. Bye. Bye. Good.
Oh.